This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Wednesday. We're going to do a lot of Thanksgiving emails this hour. We're going to talk to Julie about Thanksgiving. I'll probably do some politics. I don't know. I've been talking to people.
People be sexting.
But other than that, I can't make any more promises. One thing I'm a little bit embarrassed that I forgot to bring up earlier is, you know, something I have always admired in people, before we get back to what we're thankful for and stuff like that, you know, something I've always admired is these feats of endurance people do. You ever seen these, like these Ironman competitions, even a marathon, which I realize is something plenty of people do, but that is super impressive, a marathon. Ob ran half a marathon one time. She did a half marathon when we were living in D.C., 13 miles. Oh, all that running I did in the Marines, not one time when I got out have I thought to myself, I'd like to do all that again. These endurance feats have always amazed me, and you know that I don't want to brag about myself. Because you really don't want to try to make things about you. But I have a test tomorrow. I have an endurance test. I have been training for this endurance test. I didn't want to build it up in case I fail. What if I fail? What if I can't do it? But I'm asking you for your prayers right now. Tomorrow morning, I have to get up at 6:45 a.m. and I have to walk a 5K. What, Chris? What's wrong with walking a 5K? You don't think that's an endurance feat? It's an incredible feat of endurance. It is, Chris. And yes, I'm walking five kilometers, and I'm not European, but I think that's like 3 miles. Close to it, maybe four. And it's at your own pace, but still, not many people can do that. I don't know if I can do it. We'll find out tomorrow morning. If Monday comes and I'm not here talking to you, it's because I didn't make it. All right? And I want you to know I love you. Let's do some emails. Dear Devil Dog, I'm thankful you didn't get elected to Congress. Oh, thanks a lot. Not in the Schadenfreude. Hey, Chris, how do you say that word? It's Schadenfreude. He says that means having joy in the suffering of others' way. But if you got in Congress, you wouldn't have any influence you have now, and I wouldn't have my favorite podcast. I'm also thankful for the Frito Bandito. God bless you and yours. His name is Chip. I'm grateful for Frito, too.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Jesse, first, thankful I wake up every day. With that, I am thankful I'm thankful I'm not going bald and I don't have little hands. That would suck. I do not have little hands. I do not have little hands. Everyone knows I have big hands. It's on camera. Okay, you can see them. It's not like it's some mystery where I hide them or something like that. This all comes back, in case you're a new listener, this comes back to how mean Ob is. Ob one day looks at me and she says, your hands aren't very big, which is insane because I can palm a basketball. My hands are plenty big. Well, maybe a woman's ball. So either way, I can palm a basketball. And then she says this, and then I came on the air and I confided in you. And what did you do? You used it to hurt me. Speaking of using things to hurt people, remember that conversation? Not to get serious. We're going to get back to Thanksgiving stuff. Remember that conversation we had about the system that's been put into place that is now designed to protect criminals, usually government criminals? And we talked about how the power, I made an analogy to organized crime, to the Italian mafia, that their real power comes when they own the judges, when they own the cops, when they own the prosecutors. That's the power that gets you out of trouble, that makes you virtually untouchable. And that's the system we have now. You and me, we like to scream about the DOJ. We want them to do stuff. I want them to do stuff. You want them to do stuff. We want them to arrest government criminals. And we have to have that happen. But what might be part of the holdup? Let's remember how many years the communist has spent installing his foot soldiers inside the DOJ. Foot soldiers like this.
Federal employee charged with terrorism. She is accused of sharing the name of a federal agent with someone who made a threat against them. We learned of Karen DeLeon's arrest just within the last 20 minutes. The Cameron County DA's office says she revealed the agent's name on a social media live stream. The stream was part of a federal law enforcement operation in June. Another man reportedly made a death threat toward one of the agents in the live stream. That is who she allegedly gave the agent's name to. The DA's office says DeLeon is an employee at the United States Attorney's Office in Brownsville.
A DOJ employee gave out his name. Why? Because communists are violent. As Mao said, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. They have always believed that violence is a necessary part of the revolution. Therefore, whenever they call for ICE agents to have their masks removed, whenever they give out their names online, whenever you see your liberal Aunt Peggy on Facebook saying things like, "Someone post his address," it is always a call to hurt people, a desire to hurt people, because the communist is a demonic revolutionary. Only this demonic revolutionary, she's not wearing pink hair in her overalls on the street corner. She works in the Department of Justice. These people are all over our government. She works for a U.S. attorney. They're all over our government. They're not all gone. Many of them are quiet. Many are in hiding. They've burrowed themselves deep inside the government, and they're praying to God they're not discovered by the time Trump's term is up. But this is what we are up against. Years and years and years of communist infiltration, and now we have to root them out, and it's going to take time, and it's going to take will. It's going to take a lot of will. Bronco, I'm grateful for stuffing with pork sausage, venison backstrap, Jesus dying for our sins, and your majestic voice every day but yesterday. His name is Derek. Chris, I'm going to say something, buddy, and it's going to hurt. Pork sausage is really good. I'm sorry, okay? I can't help what I know. And it's not that I take any joy in dangling it in front of you. No, I don't. That's not true. No, that's Schadenfreude. Well, I don't know him, but I don't take any pleasure in dangling it in front of you. But I just want to let you know that this morning, got up, was messing with the boys, and I decided to start making bacon. Well, that's a very expensive thing once your boys become teenagers. You really don't, unless you've had teenage boys or been a teenage boy yourself, you do not really, really understand how much food they can consume when they're into something. I had 6 pieces of bacon in the pan for me and the 2 boys. I pull the 6 pieces off, and I'm not a moron. I know I'm going to have to make more. So I put the pan back on, and I throw some more bacon in there. I then turn, and all 6 pieces are gone already. I did not get a single piece. I just have to, it's just, you. I don't know, by the way, I don't know what the limits are. I just kept throwing more bacon in, and I would pull it out, and they'd eat it all. And I'd throw more bacon in, and I'd pull it out, and they'd eat it all. One day, it's probably going to have to happen when Ob's gone, because you have to hear it's really salty. But one day, I'm just going to buy, I'll wait till it's on sale. I'm going to buy like 4 packs of bacon, and I'm just going to start making it, and I want to see what the limit is. There's got to be a limit, right? What, Chris? Make it all at once on a griddle? That's a good idea. I'm glad. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make it all at once on a griddle. I'm glad I thought of that. You know why I thought of that? Because my mind works well because of Chalk. Because I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every single day. And maybe you just thought testosterone was about lifting weights or making babies. Testosterone is in your mind. It's about your mind. It's your mind that needs testosterone. The reason your mind gets foggy, the reason you're out of energy, the reason you have trouble get focused is because you don't have testosterone like you used to, and you don't have it because we have estrogens in the freaking waters. Let natural herbal supplements from Chalk change your life. It is life-changing. I am not overselling it. You take a male vitality stack or female vitality stack from Chalk for 90 days, you will know exactly what I mean. You'll say to yourself, I'm better everywhere, at work, at home, at play. Right now, November long, just in November, they're having a deal. Free bag of chocolate powder with your first delivery when you get a subscription. C-H-O-Q. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday. A hoop day, Thanksgiving Day. Remember, you can email us, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. I'm behind. Let's get to him. Jesse, I'm thankful for the great parents I had. They've passed from this life to the next. A reminder to you, a reminder to all of us, no parents are perfect. None. But if, and only if you had two parents who stayed together and raised you, that is the best privilege on earth. And I say that in every way that privilege is supposed to be meant nowadays. Statistically, if you had two parents who stayed together, loved you, and raised you, you have a leg up statistically over every other human being in society. Every metric points to that. Doesn't matter whether they were rich, whether they were poor, whatever they did. That is the ultimate privilege in society. If you had them, be grateful for them. If you can't be with them tomorrow, give them a call. Give them a text. Maybe even FaceTime them. I wanted to say thank you for all the excellent content you create on your podcasts. I probably watch too many political streams, and yours are very impactful. Truly appreciate your efforts to bring them out of the shadows. Just wanted you to know that. Please pass a big thanks on to your team as well. I will not. I'm going to hoard all that credit to myself. Jesse, I heard you recently discuss the B-17, that's the Flying Fortress from World War II, and in particular the ball turret gunner. That's the ball turret that hangs underneath the plane. My father, Johnny Valentino, what a great name, was a B-17 pilot. Gosh, that's freaking cool. Imagine if your dad was a B-17 pilot, or as he claimed, airplane commander. He told me, among the other stories of his time in the Air Corps, that one joke that circulated was that when a 17 landed after a mission, the first item on the checklist was remove the dead ball turret gunner. Gallows humor, I suppose. It is gallows humor, and if you're mortified by that, please understand that men in combat, men in dangerous, deadly situations, they will have very dark senses of humor, extremely dark senses of humor. That is very, very common. And it's how you get by. It's how your psyche gets used to it. That's one. Two, show some respect if you have somebody who was in the air service in World War II. That is, those guys died all the time. They died in droves. Hi, Jesse. I'm thankful for my husband, family, friends, my dogs, and everything that I have. I hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Her name is Sherry. That's a wonderful way to look at it. Dear Robe Guy, I'm thankful for the following. The Lord, who is everything to me, living in what is still the greatest nation in history. The son I dearly love, a wonderful retired army husband who doesn't think I'm fat, even if Jesse does. I never said you were fat. I don't think you're fat. I mean, you did marry an army guy. Anyway, a show that informs and makes me laugh every day. Blessings abound. Happy Thanksgiving, Jesse, Chris, Corey, with gratitude. Her name is Diana. Doesn't it feel good and lift your spirits to just be thankful? It does to me. It just feels good when you can sit back and say, you know what? I know I got problems. I know I have this that could be better and that that could be better, but I'm grateful for this. Sometimes I sit back, you know what I say to myself? I'm grateful for Gold Co. I'm grateful. What, Chris? I'm grateful that there's a company out there that will protect my retirement from being wiped out by some stock market correction. You know, I told you I was up in New York City and I found out some stuff about AI. All of it was horrifying. And then I found out that, no, you never know who's right. There was a financial expert there. He was talking about how he knows there's a crash coming. Said it's going to be worse than the 08 crash. Have you gotten a hold of Gold Co. to protect your retirement from that crash? Nobody in the history of the world has ever said, I've got too many precious metals. It's never happened. Many people have said the opposite. Call 855-817-GOLD and let them help you. I let them help me. It's who I used. Or go to jessielikesgold.com. All right? And by the way, the answer to your question, Chris asked, are you grateful for your staff? Kind of. Not totally grateful. What, Chris? Chris said it could be worse. Could it? We sure about that? Hey, Jesse, in many ways, this has been the toughest year of my life. I was diagnosed with cancer in January, and I have only been able to work part-time since, which has crushed me financially. But I have a roof over my head and three meals a day, and for that I am thankful. I'll never allow myself to take these not-so-small things for granted. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners, and her name is Annie. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Annie, and God bless. I hope he sees you through this trial. Hey, Jesse, recently we celebrated our 56th anniversary. How about that? Plus, I celebrate 17 years of remission of surviving colon cancer. My wife is 80 and I'm 77. Blessings to you and yours. That's really cool. Imagine that, 56 years of marriage. That's a blessing. Unless she's mean or can't cook. Jesse, I give thanks for the freedom to own my home. I pray I never lose that freedom. You know, we forget that there are places around the world where you live where you're told. How often that's a thing in the history of mankind. You know where you live? Wherever you can afford. If there's someplace that works with your job and your livelihood and you can afford it, that's where you get to live. And that's a freedom you totally take for granted because I don't know about you, that's what I'm used to as America. Now, I know we have a bunch of Cubans and people like that who listen to the show, which I love. It's always blessed me, who know what the other half is like. But I think that's quite a blessing. All right. Julie Kelly is going to join me next. After Julie Kelly joins me and we riff on Thanksgiving and some DC things, I'm going to tell you about a potential mistake I made. Hang on.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, turn it off. I feel like I'm in an elevator. What was that? Did Julie pick that on purpose? Joining me now, Julie Kelly. Her Substack is incredible, but her music taste is apparently wretched. Her Substack is declassified. Julie, what was that? Kenny G? What was
that? Okay, shame on you. And I hope everyone heaps scorn on you the entire Thanksgiving weekend. That is Rise by Herb Alpert, which is a perfect vibe song for the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. And I'm quite frankly very disappointed in you. But given your taste in food, maybe I shouldn't be surprised.
What's Herb? No one's ever heard of Herb Alpert. You know what? It's fine. Yes. You know what? It's fine, Julie. We're just going to set that aside for a moment. Let's focus. Let's attempt to focus on what matters right now, and that's Thanksgiving. Tomorrow, I'm almost positive I already know what you're going to say, but what's on the table in the Julie Kelly household tomorrow?
Such a good question. Well, after about an hour and a half of cocktails and appetizers, we will, of course, do turkey. We have a pretty good crowd, so 20 people, a ham, mashed potatoes, my homemade stuffing, the centerpiece, the greatest part of any Thanksgiving meal, green bean casserole, corn casserole, what else? Cranberries out of a jar, and I think that covers it. Rolls, gravy.
This is all awful. This is all awful. Okay, but let's focus on your homemade stuffing, because if I was in that house, I'd be having to fill up on that. Everybody loves a good stuffing. Break it down for us.
Okay, the key to a really good stuffing is sausage. So hopefully you and I will have common ground on this. So I use Bob Evans breakfast sausage, you know, in a tube, a mild and a hot. And I saute that, brown that up first. Then I put the veggies in there. So celery, onion, you could throw a little mushroom in there if you want to. Take that, toast up the cubes. I've tried stuffing with homemade bread, cornbread. Nothing is better than just the old Pepperidge Farm cubes. Toast those up, mix everything together, ton of butter, some chicken stock or homemade turkey stock, a couple eggs to keep it all together. If you're really feeling inventive, you could put some goat cheese in there or some boursin. Whoa. To help it keep it together, and then of course bake it till it's nice and crispy on the top.
What about a couple cubes of Velveeta? What about that?
Okay, I'll allow it.
Okay.
As long as you don't put ketchup on it. You could even put your Chick-fil-A sauce or whatever you posted earlier today from your fridge.
For your information, that was 6 cups of Chick-fil-A ranch and some Whataburger jalapeno ranch, because we're doing pretty well over here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, appetizers. You mentioned cocktails and appetizers. You did mention an hour and a half of cocktails, so dinner's probably going to taste well no matter what after an hour and a half of hammering booze. But the appetizers, what are we dealing with?
Jesse, our last name is Kelly. Right? Cocktails, that's the most important part of any family gathering. So I always do a big shrimp cocktail. I do little rye toasts, pumpernickel toasts and cocktail ones. And I do a pumpkin and Parmesan mixture with pesto on the top and bake that. I usually do Coquille Saint-Jacques, but big of a crowd, so I'm not doing that, but I am making little baked French onion bites. So caramelized onion with Gruyere, put that in a little puff pastry individually, and bake those. So that's what a few of the appetizers we will be having.
Could you break down what exactly Coquille de Roque means for those who don't speak Spanish?
Well, it's French. Coquille Saint-Jacques. So it is just a creamy mixture, and I usually serve it in individual seafood shells, and it's shrimp and scallop in a white wine sauce and with cheese in it, and you put breadcrumbs on the top and broil that, and it's delicious. My grandmother used to make it all the time, so that's my homage to her, but hopefully she won't be mad at me from heaven this year for not making it. But Jesse, whenever you come visit me in Chicago or Florida, I will make all of this for you.
Well, I only want a couple of these things, Julie, but I will tell you that that Kroku or whatever you were just talking about, that actually sounds phenomenal. I would destroy that. One thing I wanted to ask, because I'm not a turkey man, as you well know, but I know you are a proficient, reputed kitchen person, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with a turkey? How does the person listening right now, stressing out, making turkey for the fam, give them a pointer, what to do, what not to do? How do you nail that disgusting dried-out bird everyone pretends they love?
Well, again, and probably because maybe you haven't had it prepared correctly. I'm not saying anything negative about Mrs. Kelly.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to get in trouble. Everyone has to understand, and this is one thing I emphasize the most, and this goes for anything that you're, any kind of protein that you're grilling or roasting or baking. There's two things that's important. Number one, bring the meat, whether it's turkey, whether it's steak, chicken, roast, bring it as close to room temperature as you possibly can before you put this in the oven or put something on the grill. This is a huge mistake that most people make. They take it right out of the fridge because, of course, we've all been told you have to keep everything in the refrigerator. We're going to die of salmonella or worms or something. And try to put it into a hot surface. That's what makes meat, any kind of protein, tough. So take your bird out in the morning, put it in the roasting pan, let it sit there all morning. If you're going to cook early in the morning, keep it out overnight and get it, really take the chill off of it as much as possible. Then after roasting and you get it to that internal temperature, 160, 165, this is also key. Let the meat rest. Let your turkey rest for at least a half hour. Cover it in foil, put a kitchen towel on top of it, then you can throw the rest of your sides in the oven. You know, get your gravy made, get ready to carve the bird. But letting it sit is very important because it will allow for continuation cooking, which is the redistribution of juices inside the turkey, a chicken, a steak, a roast. It will help cook it about 5 to 7 degrees hotter, but also allow it to be tender and moist instead of dried out, and then you're trying to carve the steaming hot turkey that's not ready to be sliced up yet.
All right. Speaking with Julie Kelly, Declassified is her Substack. Julie, before I wave goodbye to you, I guess I probably should ask, what's the skinny on what's going on out there right now? Because you were always in the know about things, and I probably should do some actual political talk on this Wednesday before Thanksgiving. What's out there?
Well, I think this week what I've been covering a lot is Jeb Bossberg, who, number one, it was revealed that he signed at least 19 gag orders, non-disclosure orders, on sitting members of Congress, including U.S. senators, when Jack Smith subpoenaed their phone records. Now, what that means is Jeb Bossberg decided that if Verizon or AT&T or whoever the cell phone provider was, if they notified, say, Senator Grassley or Senator Ted Cruz or Senator Lindsey Graham, if they were notified about the subpoena, those senators would break the law, meaning tamper with witnesses, intimidate witnesses, tamper with evidence, maybe flee the country. So this is Jeb Bossberg's latest revelation of his bad behavior in the D.C. as D.C. chief judge. But also, I covered yesterday, he is ramping up, accelerating this contempt investigation into the Trump administration, particularly DOJ and DHS, for allegedly violating that oral order that he gave infamously on March 15th to return two planes out of U.S. airspace carrying illegal Venezuelans tied to Tren de Aragua, who were covered by the President's Alien Enemies Act proclamation. So he's trying to run out the clock before that gets to the Supreme Court. And yes, the court finally determines that the president is well within his executive authority to administer the Alien Enemies Act and get illegal Venezuelan gangbangers out of the country. Nonetheless, Jeb Bossberg has been pushing this for months, this idea that the Trump administration engaged in criminal contempt of court by not returning those planes. So that restarted this week, filings in the case were disclosed yesterday and last night. I posted those on X if anyone wants to see them, Julie_Kelly2. So we could have a hearing on that as early as late next week. So we'll be watching that too.
Julie Kelly, Declassified is her Substack. I just want to tell Boasberg, good luck holding Lindsey Graham to a gag order. Thank you so much, Julie. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Let me tell you about what's going to make my Thanksgiving wonderful. Cozy Earth. Because, look, I already hit you with the fact that I've worn my everywhere pants now. Now's day two. But tomorrow's a big eating day. So if I can avoid OBS glare, I'm going to roll into that party with my Cozy Earth pants on 3 days in a row. Chris? I need the extra stretchiness. Tomorrow, it's going to get bad. It's going to get really bad. How bad? Well, I can't say for sure. That's actually a story I'm about to tell you in a moment because I'm not sure what I'm bringing. I'll explain that in a moment. Before I explain that, 40% off. It's Black Friday time at Cozy Earth. I know you've already been. I know you want virtually everything on the site, from the bubble cuddle blanket to the sheets to the robes. And I know you're already thinking about Christmas. Let Cozy Earth take care of your Christmas right now. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse, gets you a huge discount. Go. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So, I told you that I'm going to this gigantic Thanksgiving gathering in our neighborhood. And I told you I didn't know what to bring, and we had considered brisket, but we didn't want a Tommy Top or the host. And so then we went back and forth, and then a listener suggested, why don't you bring stuffed jalapenos? Okay. Well, I don't think I screwed up, but maybe I screwed up. Here's what happened. This morning, I woke up and realized that I don't really know how to make stuffed jalapenos. I don't think it's that difficult, but it also sounds like a lot of work. But I have a solution, you see. I told you we try to shop local as much as humanly possible. We're not always successful. Believe me, we're not always successful. But I try to stay local as much as possible. There's a local meat shop in my area that's wonderful. Wonderful people. Everybody loves it. Great meat. Great seasonings. Just great stuff. And they have this little pre-made section of stuff that's just delicious. Just delicious. Sometimes it's bacon. It's just stuff concoctions they've come up with. The last time I was in there, they had some sort of bacon-wrapped pepper thing. I thought to myself, well, why am I making it? I'll just go down there and buy a couple of them. They're all raw, and then I'll throw them on the smoker. Of course, I'm going to lie and tell everybody I made it, but I'm going to throw them all on the smoker, and then I'll bring that to the Thanksgiving party. All right. This morning, I drive down to the meat shop. I walk in, and there they are. Well, they have all kinds of things there, but they have these things wrapped in bacon. Again, it's all raw, and it didn't have a description of it, but it's some sort of bacon-wrapped pepper or something, and they're huge, not little, huge, not these little, about the size of your thumb things, the size of your fist. They're freaking huge. And I told the guy, how many did I buy? I said, I need 15 of those. He said, okay. Well, Chris, there's 20 people at the party. I don't know. He said, I need 15 of those. Throws in the 15. I go buy them. I get back home. And it was then that I realized I never asked what's in them. I have no earthly idea what is in these things. What I know is tomorrow I'm going to fire up the old pellet smoker like pit masters do, and I'm going to throw them on there for 60 minutes, maybe 90, depending on how the bacon's looking, and I'm bringing them over to the neighbor's house. I don't know what I'm bringing. What, Chris? What? Say it's a secret recipe? I thought about that, right? You know that I'm not above lying. But you know, in this day and age, people have various allergies to things. And not only that, it's the most natural thing in the world. I would ask, oh, good, what's in it? Even if you're just making conversation, not if you're being critical, what's in it? So I think what I'm going to do, no, I'm not going to cut it open myself. No. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go with a pat him on the shoulder and be all, you just have to try it. Trust me on this one. And I'll go with that. Confidence is everything. Absolutely everything. I'm going to sell it that way. Oh, no, just trust me. You need to try it. And if you're not man enough to try it, maybe you haven't taken your male vitality stack from Chuck. You know what, Chris? Maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll put a male vitality stack from Chalk in each one of these, not only delivering delicious something bacon wrapped, but delivering testosterone. And when they ask what's in it, I'll say manhood. That, you know what? No, I better not say that. There's a couple. The testosterone is what's in it. You want a 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days? Who doesn't want that? Do you want to have more energy? You want to feel great all the time? Chalk is here for you with natural herbal supplements, female vitality stacks for the ladies, male vitality stacks for the men. Let Chalk turn your life around. Make your brain feel better, your body feel better. You'll work out more. You'll be better at work instead of dragging butt over to the coffee pot at 3 p.m. And they're giving out free bags of chocolate powder with subscriptions. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Emails
we didn't get to.
Jesse, I've always thoroughly enjoyed radio, talk in particular, from Paul Harvey to Rush to Jesse Kelly. Not being cute, I'm truly grateful to still have hearing in important voices like Jesse Kelly on the radio. You know, you don't think about this. You're hearing. Those physical things that you have, you don't consider them special. I don't consider them special until you lose them. That's the real crime. Do you have your eyes? Do you have your eyesight? Your hearing? Can you walk, stand, sit without too much pain? I know we're all going to get to the phase of life, but that's just kind of the way it goes. Something to be grateful for. Jesse, how about this one? I survived a parachute accident in 1981 in Fort Bragg. That's something to be thankful for. Jesse, actually, he calls me, where's my sauce, Jesse? I am thankful I still have my son. My son was born disabled while I was a sergeant in the Army. His life expectancy was 14 for his condition. He can't communicate, but smiles and laughs at appropriate times. He's wheelchair-bound and tube-fed. At 16, he needed to be tracked and put on a ventilator at night, which was when I took over his full-time care. At that time, his doctors said he had less than 2 years to live, but I told them that if he didn't make 40, I'd consider myself a failure. I am still his sole 24/7 caregiver, and we just celebrated his 40th birthday. Yeah, this year I'm especially thankful. You friggin' should be, man. God bless you. And that wonderful boy of yours, as I can use his name. His name is Dave. And as we go into Thanksgiving tomorrow, God bless you. Celebrate yourself, your family. Hold hands in prayer and thank God for something tomorrow. All right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.